Flights in and out of Czech airports resumed at noon on Monday. The resumption of services comes 3 days after flights were cancelled after a cloud of volcanic ash started to spread across the country. A spokesman for the National Air Traffic Service Operator said the renewal of flights would be a temporary 48-hour measure ahead of a final decision. Czech airspace above 7,450 metres was already reopened for long-distance flights at midnight on Sunday. Emergency service helicopters were also authorised from 11 a.m. local time. The resumption of Czech flights comes as air traffic across Europe hesitantly gets back to normal after disruption caused by a cloud of ash from an Icelandic volcano. The renewal of flights still leaves airlines and tour companies with the challenge of repatriating thousands of stranded passengers. The closure of Prague Airport, the busiest in Central Europe, meant that around 50,000 passengers were unable to pass through it over the weekend. The airport estimated that around 1,200 flights were cancelled since Friday. Many passengers switched to long-distance rail services and buses because of the disruption, but they could not cope with the demand in spite of extra services being laid on. The Czech Republic has been told by the European Commission that it can pump an extra 6 billion crowns, around 237 million euros, from EU funds until 2013. The reason for the increase is that the country performed better than expected over the last 3 years. Neighbours Slovakia and Poland have been given similar news because of their economic performance. The extra funds should be used to reduce economic disparities across the EU. The Czech government decided on Monday to stiffen the vetting rules for those who decide on the allocation of large public contracts. The government decided that in future, all those making decisions about tenders valued at more than 300 million crowns, around 16 million US dollars, should have security clearance. Previously, the rules laid down that only junior ministers who dealt with tenders of more than 500 million crowns needed such clearance. The Ministry for Regional Development, which proposed the change, should come up with a proposed amendment by the autumn. The step is aimed at countering corruption. Czech tennis player Tomáš Berdych has climbed to 14th in the world ATP rankings. That represents an advance of one place from his previous position and represents his best ranking since mid-2008. He's expressed the ambition of getting back into the world's top 10, a position he last occupied 2 years ago. The weather, clouds and showers should replace the current sunny weather over the coming days, with daytime temperatures dropping to around 12 degrees Celsius. My name's Chris Johnston, and that was the news.